Hello everybody, how are you? Welcome to my All Zodiac Signs August 2022 Horoscope Psychic Tarot Reading. Thank you for joining me. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow me on all my social media pages. Lamar Townsend Tarot on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, Vimeo, and all other social media platforms that you can think of. Alright, also, my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com, is where you can go to get a personal reading from me. I do birth chart readings, past life readings, mediumship readings, dream interpretation readings, of course, psychic tarot readings, and all different types. So definitely check out my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com, and thank you for being here. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to cleanse the tarot cards I have here with some sage, and then we're going to do a quick prayer with a singing bowl. All right. Thank you for cleansing and clearing the energy of this deck. Many past reading. Amen, 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 and amen. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you for joining my podcast. Check back for more content. Thank you, Spirit, for bringing clarity and insight. Thank you, Father God, for bringing clarity and insight to the month of August for all zodiac signs. Thank you for protecting our energies, our thoughts, our minds, and our emotions. And thank you for telling us what we need to know. Amen. Amen and amen. Love that. Alright, let's get into the reading. We're going to first start with Aries. Let's start with the zodiac sign Aries. Alright. Let's see what is in store for you, Aries, for the month of August 2022. What's in store for the zodiac sign Aries, sun, moon, rising, and all placements in between for August 2022? I'm going to pull one card for each zodiac sign. Stick around for your zodiac sign. Also be mindful to stick around for each your sun, moon, and rising. And also once I pull a card, I put it to the side so I don't pull it again. So each sign gets their own unique reading. All right. For you, Aries, ironically, interesting, I get the King of Swords. So this would be maybe a Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, man or masculine energy. If this doesn't relate to you in any way, shape, or form, this could be you and maybe you have possibly air in your chart. Or this could be you just encompassing the energy of brain over brawn this month, alright? You could be in a power position at this time in your life in some way, shape, or form. You may not realize it. You may need to make a power decision or a power move this month. But there's something about using brain over brawn once again. Using your brain, using your intellect, using your words, rather than anything else. I feel like this is how you're going to maybe win some sort of issue, problem, you know, battle, possibly this month, or once again, come up with some sort of solution. At the very least, this also could be, once again, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, male or masculine energy who could be prominent for you this month that you may need to look out for in some way, shape, or form. Who could be a prominent figure, once again, in the month of August for you. Once again, the King of Swords is typically someone who is intellectual, communicative, smart, witty. Alright, they're typically good with their words, you know, but, you know, on the shadow side, you know, it's like they can also be that kind of used car salesman. Who, you know, if you don't know about cars, you know, they can kind of, you know, get the money out of you. You know, or, you know, on the good side, they could be someone who's highly intellectual, highly communicative, and is a huge asset to your life in some way, shape, or form in terms of information or a conversation had. All right. So, just some things to think about with this King of Swords coming out for you, Aries, for the month of August 2022. All right. Let's move to Taurus. Taurus, what's coming up for you all for the month of August 2022? By the way, if you are new to my Twitch, please make sure that you follow me. If you're new to my podcast, make sure you follow me as well. I get the Sun card for you, Taurus. So the Sun card represents a new beginning of some sort, all right? The Sun card can represent maybe for some of you a pregnancy, possibly, or a child, something dealing with a child, or even your own inner child. The Sun card can represent creativity, all right? It can represent something connected to your life purpose or your higher self. So this is a really good card for the month of August for you, Taurus. This is just good news, good energy all around you. The Sun card is typically, like I said, a new beginning, a new start, a fresh start, or a door opened in some way, shape, or form. So, you know, it's possible that this could show up for you in the month of August, Taurus, all right? It is also a 19 card, so maybe the 19th could be prominent, or, you know, something about the number 19. All right, could be prominent for you as well, Taurus, for the month of August. So this is a really good card, Taurus. Once again, you got the Sun card for the month of August. This represents new beginnings in some way, shape, or form. So there's a new beginning in the month of August for you. All right, love that. Put that card to the side. Let's move on to Gemini. And before we move on to Gemini, let me take a sip of my tea. Thank you. Oh, all right, Gemini, we already had a card fly out. I didn't even have to shuffle for that. Wow. You got the Four of Swords, Gemini. Oh, I'm sorry, the Four of Pentacles. So the number four in numerology is associated with the planet Uranus, which is friends, acquaintances, social groups, unexpected change. It's also related to social media, the internet, technology, for that matter. But I feel like for you, there's something about unexpected change. It could also relate to other people, though, for you as well. So, Gemini, I feel like if your money's going, you have, like, there's something about where is your money going, where are your resources going, all right? If there's something about other people, you know, not pulling their weight, maybe, there's something where you have to, like, think about your bottom line, all right, at the end of the day. You know, as much as you may love people, as much as you may, you know, want to be there for certain people in your life, you're not Superman, you're not Superwoman, Gemini. And I think there's just a need to recognize this energy showing up in your life. All right, with the Four of Pentacles. Pentacles also are related to practicality, once again, resources, time, energy, money, things of that nature. All right. There's something also about maybe for some of you looking at the people you do business with in general. Like, are you getting your fair share? This can also, to be honest with you, be the energy, Gemini, of needing to cut the dead weight in your life as well. Maybe in terms of finances, in terms of your energy, in terms of your time. Are you spending too much time on certain things or certain people? You need time for yourself, you know, for your own goals and aspirations. So, this is a month, Gemini, for you of, like, conservation, conserving your energy, all right, conserving your resources, conserving your time, and kind of prioritizing this month, all right? I feel like that's important, you know, either, like, it's almost like Spirit is giving me the energy of you, like, needing to rest up this month for, like, what's to come. Maybe next month or something like that, or moving into the latter part of the year. Or you just have certain goals and aspirations you want to reach, that you need energy, time, resources for, and you can't give it all away, all right? That's what I see. So I hope that makes sense, all right? Once again, if you want to read deeper into a situation, definitely reach out for a personal reading. As you guys know, I'm available for personal readings on my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com. Next, we have the zodiac sign Cancer. This is for Cancer, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between. All right. Just one card, Spirit. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Cancer for the month of August 2022? Okay, Cancer, you got the Empress card. So the Empress relates to abundance. The Empress, ironically, like the Sun, can also relate to new beginnings, because often the Empress can be associated with pregnancy. So maybe for some of you, there could be a prominence of pregnancy in the month of August in some way, shape, or form. Pregnancy can also be associated with new beginnings, once again. Abundance, prosperity, things of this nature. All right, it could be maybe that if this isn't your energy specifically, maybe the Empress is typically associated with Earth energy. So it could be maybe a Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo female or feminine energy could be prominent. A Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus female or feminine energy could be prominent this month. Or sometimes the Empress can be associated with cardinal zodiac signs, so maybe a Capricorn, Cancer, Libra, Aries woman or female could be prominent this month for you in the month of Cancer, or in the month of August, alright, if this isn't your energy specifically. Whether male or female, keep in mind, alright? But the Empress is abundance. The Empress is also open to receive, alright, as well. Alright, so be open to receive this month, Cancer. Because, you know, you could be blessed with something really, really good this month, alright? And when I say open to receive, I mean energetically being open to receive, alright? It's one thing to say it, or, you know, think it in your mind, but energetically you have to be open, I feel like. That's what the Empress is about. But the Empress is also generous, you know, so maybe there's something about generosity that could be prominent this month for you, in the month of August, Cancer. So just some things to keep in mind, all right? That's Cancer. Now we're moving on to Leo. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Leo for the month of August 2022? Once again, make sure you guys follow, like, share, subscribe. Keep in touch with me on my social media pages. Visit my website for a reading. What's coming up for Leo for the month of August 2022. Okay, for you, Leo, I get the Six of Pentacles. So, Leo, you could be in the throes of, you know, the Six of Pentacles is a card of, like, budgeting. It can be a card of business goals, but relating to relationships. All right, this can be the energy of making a big purchase as well. Maybe in the month of August for some of you. This can also be the energy of saving money as well, all right? It can also be the energy of, like, biding your time, but also, like, what's the words I want to say? Using your time wisely, but also exercising all your resources. For example, it's like if you're not getting paid enough fully at your current job, and maybe your relationship is kind of wonky with your current, you know, the company you work for, maybe think about, you know, finding other streams of income, making other relationships, you know, business relationships out there, whether that's you one-on-one, you know, in terms of creating your own clients or creating another relationship with the company, you know, however that works out for you. Six is a card of business, money, relationships, business relationships, and all these types of things. All right, so there's something prominent about this for you, Leo. Having a business mind, having a practical, like, relationship, making, you know, practical connections, networking type of mind. Like, I feel like this is a good month for you to do all these types of things, Leo. By the way, this is also your season, Leo. So happy birthday to my Leos, you know, having their birthdays at this time, you know, or anyone who has Leo in prominently in their chart. It's a good month for you to network. It's a good month for you to get out there. It could be a good month maybe for you if you have it, at least, you know, to make a, you know, a certain, you know, purchase. But of course, in the Six of Pentacles, there's always this, you know, kind of, you know, scale. So there needs to be balance either way, Leo. But, you know, good things, you know, is the Six of Pentacles. So good month for you, Leo, which is good for you because, once again, August is your month, all right? So I love to hear that, all right? Let's see what's coming up next. After Leo is Virgo. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Virgo for the month of August 2022? What's coming up for the zodiac sign Virgo for the month of August 2022? Virgo, for you, I get the Ten of Wands. So the month of August could be maybe a little bit of a trying month in some way, shape, or form. A lot of you could have a lot on your plate at this time. Or some of you may be either making a mountain out of a molehill, or there's something about you see what in reality for you is a molehill, but you see it as a mountain. So it could be any of these scenarios. For a lot of you, I feel like it's going to be the latter. Like, there's something where you have a certain goal in mind, and it's like you're at point A, but you want to get to point B. Point B is your goal, but it's like you see, like, the possibility of getting from point A to point B as, like, way more difficult than it actually is. All right. So some of you need to get out of your own way in the month of August. Some of you definitely need to, like, you know, shift your priorities. You know, some of you may be doing too much. But some of you could also be dragging your feet a little bit, too, with the Ten of Wands showing up for you. All right? Which could denote maybe a decision that needs to be made. It's kind of like dragging your feet to a job you hate every day, or every, you know, Monday through Friday or whatever hours you work. It's like you have to be honest with yourself. You know, you don't want the truth to show through your actions, all right, or your interactions. So there's, like, something about, in the month of August, you've got to be honest with yourself, Virgo, about your truth, all right, or the truth, okay? After Virgo, we've got Libra. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Libra for the month of August 2022? I get the Seven of Wands for you, Libra. So, Libra, there definitely could be something for you, Libra, where you need a bit more spiritual groundedness this month, in the month of August. You could also have a lot on your plate, or you could be putting a lot of pressure on yourself, or you just could have a lot of pressure on you. So it's almost like it feels like you have a lot of people, like, either fighting you or putting pressure on you once again. But it's like you kind of have to, like, fight back or stand up for yourself, I feel. All right. There's something definitely, you know, seven is a number of setting boundaries. Seven is the number of setting boundaries, and Seven of Wands in particular is a card of setting boundaries, but it also could be setting boundaries with yourself in particular, because Seven of Wands can be like a destructive energy if you're not careful, like self-destructive or self-sabotaging. So there's something going on, Libra, where you've got to be careful of, you know, what's going on inside of you, tend to you and your truth, and, you know, before you maybe sabotage something. Either before you sabotage something or before something gets the best, or you allow something to get the best of you, all right? So I hope that makes sense. And as I just said that, I'm hearing the song Let the Music Play by Barry White. Let the music play, I just wanna dance the night away. All right, Scorpio, you're next. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Scorpio for the month of August 2022? There we go. We got your one card. Scorpio, I get the Three of Swords for you. So there could be maybe some disappointing news, some disappointing information or conversation that you have that could create a Three of Swords moment. Three of Swords, you know, it is the swords through the heart in the middle. So it could be maybe a little bit of heartbreak. It, you know, can be the energy of like the truth hurts in some way, shape, or form. Or it may be, you know, sometimes the Three of Swords can actually be like depression, anxiety. So there could be an underlying cause maybe of whatever this Three of Swords is, you know, for you in particular. The Three of Swords can also be the energy of trigger or triggers, so there's a need to mind those types of things. It kind of can be the energy of you thought you were over something, but then something triggers you and you realize it's almost like you thought you were good, you were strong, you were put together, but then something triggers you and you fall back apart all over again, kind of thing. So you definitely got to be careful with that. You know, it's okay to fall apart. You know, that's a part of, number one, being a human being. And, you know, but especially being a Scorpio. You know, you fall apart to be built back up again and be built stronger. Right? That is, you know, that is the motto of a Scorpio. What you know, literally, I don't know if Kelly Clarkson is a Scorpio. But, you know, she has that wonderful song called What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. Like, she has that lovely song, and it's so true for you, Scorpio. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, all right? So, it's very interesting, all right? That's what I see for you for the month of August, all right? Even though the truth may hurt, the truth will set you free. So, keep that in mind as well. All right, next we get Sagittarius. Sagittarius, what's coming up for you for the month of August 2022? Sagittarius, what's coming up for Sagittarius for the month of August 2022? Sagittarius, you could be very busy this month. You get the Eight of Wands. There's definitely a need to bide your time. Manage your time wisely. There could be a lot, you know, thrown your way, and you're gonna need to schedule certain things. You're gonna, you know, it could be easy for you to lose track of certain things. I feel like you need to be mindful of where you're walking, or it's almost like walking but not being fully conscious for whatever reason. I don't know if you're just daydreaming in La La Land or whatever. But it's like there's a need to just be, like, be present, I feel like, in the month of August. Because I feel like there could be so much going on that you're not fully present, and you may miss a beat, or you may miss a certain detail, or, you know, something may go right under your nose kind of thing, all right? So also make sure that you're organized this month, because I feel like, once again, a lot could be thrown your way or could come your way. And once again, it could be easy for you to lose track in some way, shape, or form, all right? So a lot going on this month. You're going to be busy. Bide your time wisely. Some of this could be related to career, work. There could be something relevant to the past, maybe. or any of these sorts of things, okay? Did you start with Aries and going to Pisces? Yes, I am, Tenkusa. Tank USA. Yes, yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. So, but this, there will be, I will post the replay. So if you're just coming in, you know, don't be afraid. The replay will be posted after. So let's get into Capricorn. Capricorn, you're next. What's coming up for Capricorn for the month of August 2022? Sorry about that. Oh my god. Allergies. Alright. Woo. Well, Capricorn, you got the... I don't know why I just had a sneeze attack, but you got the Star card. So this is a really good card, Capricorn. The Star card is being at the right place at the right time. The Star card could be a lot of eyes on you, or a particular set of eyes on you who are eyeing you for a particular opportunity. The Star card can represent the stars aligning for you, maybe even in the month of August 2022. So I would definitely pay attention to the astrology going on in the month of August. Particularly, maybe, I don't know if there's maybe something in Capricorn, you know, that could be happening in the month of August. So just some things to keep in mind. But this is a really good card, Capricorn. Where, you know, like I said, the Star card is an energy of being at the right place at the right time. The stars aligning for you. So, the stars could align for you in some way, shape, or form this month, in the month of August. And they could align perfectly, right? I feel like, you know, when you least expect it or when you're working on yourself is when something comes through. All right? I love that for you, Capricorn. All right, after Capricorn, we have Aquarius. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Aquarius for the month of August 2022? Aquarius, I get the Eight of Pentacles for you. So the month of August could show you working very hard and kind of staying focused on your goals and aspirations. Once again, eight is a number of career, professional destiny. Can also be a card of karma. It can also be a card of dealing with the past. So there could be something for some of you righting your wrongs, paying your dues in some way, shape, or form. All right. Eight of Pentacles is also a card of time. So time is on your side, but also time in this case could represent you putting in the time, you putting in the effort, and it eventually paying off, alright? So, you know, keep working hard, keep doing what you're doing this month, in the month of August, Aquarius, because it will eventually pay off in the long run, alright? So this is just a month of you staying focused and disciplined. Alright. Lastly, we have Pisces. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Pisces for the month of August 2022? Okay, Pisces, you got the Seven of Cups. Definitely could be a need for spiritual groundedness at this time in the month of August for you. But it definitely could be a need to be careful of any distractions. Whether they be people, places, or things. I'm also hearing the word detox. So some of you may need to detox. Whether that be like physically or detoxing from like social media, the internet, or... you know, whatever, spiritually detoxing, whatever that may mean for you, there could be a need to detox and maybe connect with your ancestor spirit guides. You know, seven is a number associated with Pisces, so seven is your number, But sometimes the Seven of Cups can represent ungroundedness, and need to, you know, connect with your spirituality, your ancestors, your spirit guides, God, whatever it is you believe, and get grounded, get centered, so that you can be clear-minded and make the right decisions for you, all right? And not be tempted by temptations or distractions once again, all right? So it's a month of needing to hunker down, focus, and kind of get serious about setting your boundaries with yourself and others, Pisces, okay? Seven is also a card of boundaries. All right, we got through all of those readings. This is the readings for the month of August for all zodiac signs. Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you, Tank USA, for being here. And I will see you next month, all right, in the month of September. Make sure you share, like, subscribe. And I look forward to seeing you all either next month or sooner than that, all right, with more content. Make sure you follow me on my YouTube channel, which is my main content kind of channel or hub. Follow me on Instagram, Lamar Townsend Tarot, on all platforms. Keep in touch with me on TikTok as well. And visit my website for a personal reading, LamarTownsendTarot.com. Love and light. God bless. Have a good month.